This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the priority legislation making its way through the upper chamber.
We do have a
Senator Andrew Canning of Manchester sponsors Senate Bill 611, which relates to taxes. He tells the Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee he believes taxes should do the least amount of damage.
We should have a tax system that is transparent, neutral, simple, maintain a broad base, and one that is stable.
During discussion on Senate Bill 617, which closely mirrors Senate Bill 611, Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City pointed out neither proposal features spending cuts.
I will say, I don't think either of you guys are trying to go down the road of Kansas. I think everybody here has seen the travesty of what they've done over there, and this bill is not Kansas.
Both measures await final committee action.
We could pre-file three bills in December, and that was the number one bill.
People have been working on this since last session.
As lawmakers continue to look at in-home health care, Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville says his number one priority is Senate Bill 567, which was heard last week in committee.
There's some nursing homes in danger right now, and one of my hometown was asked to close due to financial instability. We just can't have that happening and putting these people out on the street.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds lawmakers were unable to undo the veto of House Committee Bill 3 during September's annual veto session.
There is an urgency to fix it. We are not under the gun like we were last year. Right now, we have 15 weeks to get this finished till the budget has to be finished.
What funds are available? Where can we come up with $6 or $7 million?
This week, the measure was voted due pass by the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur asked Senator Cunningham about Circuit Breaker, which is a part of the proposal.
The amounts that you reduce the Circuit Breaker for renters and homeowners, did you just come up with that so that you could reach the
100% of federal income guidelines seem to be at the basis for it.
Senate Bill 567 is now on the Missouri Senate calendar for discussion.
What I feel you're going to see this session is economic development in our state.
We finally pulled what we think is the right bill together to protect our seniors and people with disabilities.
For Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City, economic development is number one.
To help existing manufacturers and businesses grow.
Senator Shoup says Senate Bill 606, which would create a tax credit for upgrades to emergency generators, is among her priorities.
If and when the power goes out, there is backup power.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business.
Lawmakers will return to the Capitol on Monday.
1600.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov.
January the 22nd.
Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.